You're listening to SBS News.
4 days after an underwater volcano erupted, causing tsunami waves to hit Tonga, the Pacific Nations government has provided its first official update. It's described the event as an unprecedented disaster and confirmed the deaths of 3 people, including 2 locals on small outer islands and a British national on Tongatapu. A 4th death has since been confirmed by the United Nations. While communications remain limited, aerial photos taken on a New Zealand Defence Force reconnaissance flight show buildings flattened and islands covered with volcanic ash. The Tongan government says all houses on Mango, which is home to around 50 people, have been destroyed, while only 2 remain on Fonofua. Namuka has also suffered extensive damage. Lord Fafanua is Speaker of the Tongan Legislative Assembly.
Within Tongatapu, we have 103 severely damaged households. And in the neighbouring island of Ewa, where His Majesty is currently residing right now, we have 47 severely damaged households. I understand that there are some islands in the northern area of Hapai where there was complete devastation.
Lord Fafanua says a lot of people are significantly injured as a result of the tsunami, and several low-lying islands are being evacuated. He says Tongans are being urged to stay indoors if possible, only drink bottled water, and wear a mask if they need to go outside.
Power's been re-established on the main island in Nuku'alofa. The challenge now is the clean-up of ash. There's a blanket of about 10 centimetres all over the island group.
While cleanup efforts are ongoing, the volcanic ash covering the runway at Tonga's international airport is delaying aid deliveries. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Beijing will join other governments in providing humanitarian assistance once it's cleared.
China is very concerned about the practical difficulties caused by the volcanic eruption in Tonga to the production and life of the people in Tonga and deeply empathizes with Tonga. In order to help the Tongan government and people cope with difficulties, China will assist with a batch of emergency supplies, including drinking water, food, personal protective equipment and disaster relief equipment at the request of Tonga, which will arrive as soon as possible after the airport resumes operations and flight conditions allow.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's hoping to speak to his Tongan counterpart later today to get an update on the country's needs.
It's a very small island community in Tonga, and there are a lot of Australians of Tongan descent and who have family and friends, and many Australians have visited there. So they would be expecting us to do everything we can to stand with our Pacific family in Tonga.
Jonathan Veitch is acting UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Fiji, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu and Vanuatu. He says Tonga's strict COVID-free policy means that while the UN will be able to send flights with supplies, it may not be able to deploy personnel to help with recovery efforts who aren't already in the country.
That discussion with opening the border to people is something that we need to have, and that WHO will initiate with the government in a cautious manner, but we won't be doing anything to threaten the safety of their protocols and the safety of their population in terms of the COVID, because that would cause us a lot more difficulties, in fact, than we already have. So we may need to do the operation very much remotely, through the government and through local organisations.
In the meantime, members of the Tongan diaspora who haven't heard from their families in days are just hoping for the best. Amy Hall, SBS News.